The collective bargaining plan is already on hold because of a separate lawsuit by the Dane County District Attorney, alleging Republican lawmakers broke the Open Meetings Act in their haste to pass the bill. This lawsuit by Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk and others is different. It alleges Republican senators violated the state constitution's requirements that a quorum be present to vote on budget bills and that the doors of the legislature be open when lawmakers are in session. But whether or not those complaints have any merit, a lawyer defending the Walker administration said yesterday they're premature. Joseph Olson said that because the collective bargaining plan is not yet law, nobody can claim that it's violated their constitutional rights.
Because of the order issued in the other case, there's been no publication, there's been no law, the case is not ripe.
Olson also put it another way.
Depending on the outcome of the other case, there may never be a law.
But Dane County Corporation Counsel Marsha McKenzie said that in this situation, the legislative process is where these violations occurred.
If we wait till after publication to take these issues up, there will be great harm to people, not the least of which is the violation of their fundamental constitutional rights.
Judge Marianne Sumi said she would issue a written decision in the next day or two. Sumi is also hearing arguments in the open meetings lawsuit, and it was her temporary restraining order that kept the collective bargaining plan from taking effect. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.